Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, wow, I just want to point you to an incredible source document regarding the JFK assassination. And then also just have some quick thoughts about kind of how those who do bad, the type of tricks that they use. We had another episode where I talked about, I think it was also JFK, how I delved into the idea of how you set things up to manipulate in order for everybody involved to turn on the "we will say nothing" switch. And that episode, probably within the last 15 episodes, was along the lines of "too long, didn't listen." Involve everybody in really bad shenanigans so that they're at least around, at least they know of, in this case, Lee Harvey Oswald. And then when something happens, whether they were involved in the exact thing happening or not, because they have ties, and they have seedy ties, they all say, "shut it down. We will not communicate, or we will communicate dishonestly." So to me, that was potentially part of the manipulation of Lee Harvey Oswald, seeming like a practical Forrest Gump as far as how many different areas he touched: military, CIA, organized crime, FBI, or CIA handlers and the like. But in this case, instead I'm going to have a similar observation or a related observation, but first I want to point you to one of the most amazing interviews you're ever, ever, ever going to listen to. I suppose those like D. Eugenio might know this like the back of their hand. This was on let me make sure I got this. Podcast, right? Criminal Empires, Mafia Mysteries, and Serial Killers, says Charlie Outback. And the particular episode, oops, let me find that. There we go. The particular episode, "Confessions of a Dying Spy, the CIA, the Mob, and Secrets Buried in D.C. So with this, about this episode, this is one of the guys who is supposedly one of the three tramps found at Dealey Plaza. Infamously, it seems like maybe they were involved. Like their presence seems suspicious. And he says that. I'm going to read this. It's a two-hour interview. And that's even edited. So this guy sat down with somebody, and the tale he weaves through his history and the CIA's history, even before 11/22/63, is just so compelling. I just can't imagine this guy isn't highly authentic. Now, whether he's one of the three tramps, who knows? There's other people have dug deeper to try to understand that. I'm going to read this description. This is only put up recently, May 26, 2025. Before he died, he told everything. A former CIA operative unsealed decades of black ops, political cover-ups, and secret alliances with the underworld in a deathbed confession that changes everything. This sounds like it's old. Like it seems, because of the narrator, this actually occurred more in the 90s, maybe even the 80s. So let's see if this says this. And the beginning of the episode might. So overlapping, then continuing. Former CIA operative unsealed decades of black ops, political cover-ups, and secret alliances with the underworld in a deathbed confession that changes everything. In this explosive episode, we unravel a story that blurs the lines between espionage, organized crime, and elite corruption. You'll hear how the U.S. government worked hand in glove with the mob, how political power protected murders, and how national security became a shadow game of lies, blood, and betrayal. From whispered hits in D.C. to covert dealings across oceans, this is the other side of history they never wanted you to know. Truth isn't just stranger than fiction, it's more dangerous. So what's so interesting, too, is that if you backtrack to when this was recorded, it'd be interesting what he says that most researchers didn't know, and or what he says that isn't backed up by documentation files that were uncovered after this. I don't know that. I just know delving into JFK a bit, he hits the points of things that seem valid, quite very, very valid. And he is so incredibly specific in an over 2 hour interview. And I've got to say, like, this isn't even the podcast commentator outside of paraphrasing to go between sections. And to me, that's the original interviewer talk. To me, this sounds like, if you will, found footage. I don't mean that. I don't mean Blair Witch Project. I mean old news interviews. And again, it might say at the beginning, I just finished the whole thing over the course of 2 days. So this can't be a more interesting and basically fundamental, at least breadcrumb trail about maybe source documentation to at least then bounce other pieces against. It's a lot. But something more interesting that I wanted to get to, or not more interesting, but more specific, is that when it comes to his attack, his activities on 11-22-63 in Dealey Plaza, and he was in the Grassy Knoll area, he was told, and you know, this is a very trusted guy at this point. He'd been through a lot of different operations and the like. But he was told, hey, we're going to have like a pretty big planned demonstration. And this planned demonstration is so that the pro-Cuban forces are seen in a more of a bad light. Therefore, it will, you know, bring up why it will get the American people to be more likely to be anti-Castro so that we can maybe be more active. So he's told it's a planted scenario. But he's not told the truth. And that's what I find interesting. That when you need a tighter circle, you go, well, do I really trust this guy to know the truth of the matter? Maybe, maybe not. But let's have him there. And because he's been so much, it's a microcosm of the larger situation that I talked about across agencies in the other episode. Let's have him there. He will be surprised. But then when he's surprised and wasn't actually in on the real exercise, he was there. And so he says, for instance, we were supposed to use a 9th boxcar. So we followed orders. I kind of felt like, let me just go mix in with a crowd, but I had orders. So I went to the 9th boxcar. That's where we met. Closed it. That was our hiding place. But the idea that he was there, he was in essence part of the op. He was a secret agent. He was still, though, surprised by what was done. Is such an interesting psychological op and cover-up aspect. Hey, you know, you're in on this too. And that's what people do when they pull you into their intrigue. You have to be very careful about being in any of this intrigue, because before you know it, you're on the hook for it. And even if you thought you went into it with honesty as part of your game, which I don't believe this guy did, I'd have to listen again, but he didn't come from the military, for instance. He came more from the shady background, you know, the mobsters and the like, more around that area, how he got connected, not because he was some decorated Marine or something like that. You go in there with good intentions, maybe. And then you find yourself going, well, I got to keep some aspect of honesty to me so that I can live with myself. And then before you know it, you're just thinking it's a, yeah, I mean, we deceive, but deceiving's, it is what it is, right? Although he was involved with, I'd have to listen again as to whether how much directly he was a part of the teams, but knew of assassination plots and was involved on some level on foreign plots, at least the knowledge and the planning and the like. I forget if he's an expert marksman, but I forget if he ever said that he actually was involved with shooting. But again, that's the type of thing. Well, you know, you're pro-America. You know, these coups need to occur, and it's, besides that, it's my specialty, and it's spycraft, and it's Soldier of the Fortune stuff. But before you know it, I was involved with 11-22-63, and I didn't think that was what was going to happen at all, but it did happen. And so, such an interesting psychological trick, those that involve themselves in intrigue and spycraft and coups use, right? I find that very interesting. So that's it. Go find that episode again. Let me see if I can... Let me let it come up again. Pardon my pause. I'm just waiting for the title to come up. It's on Criminal Empire, Mafia Mysteries and Serial Killers, Confessions of a Dying Spy. The CIA, the mob, and secrets buried in DC. So, very good episode. Incredible stuff. And I, like I said, I defy you to go find that episode, listen to it with an open mind at all, and fairly soon not be saying, wow, this really does seem authentic. And then by the end, to not say, I don't know what to say, man. I mean, that seems so highly authentic to me. Whether it's his firearms background, whether it's specifics of the various details of the JFK aspect, whether it's an off-the-tongue, easy kind of command of the historic figures involved, or the historic exercises we later knew to have occurred. Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.